Folks, it's great to have Dr. Kirk Elliott with us once again. You know that he continues to provide amazing updates for us week in and week out, and we're so appreciative, especially this past week. It's been really, really strange. We've had to encounter quite a bit with our emotions and more. Throughout this video, you know you can go below at andweknow.com/gold. Click on that link, and you will be amazed at the support that you'll receive from his team. You'll be able to ask the same questions and get support on your precious metals and even more, just have a great relationship with them. And so great to have you back, Dr. Elliott. And man, this past week has just been filled with all types of things that have affected us day in and day out, especially with the attempted assassination of President Trump. My theory, again, is that it's an inside job. I put out many videos showing that it, to me, it's just like the movies. Somebody is actually took the shot that we're never going to know about, and they always have somebody as the fall guy for this, and the media runs with it. And so anyway, how are you going with all of this?
It has been a really busy and crazy week because of it all. But you know, markets always react to upheaval and uncertainty and turbulence and turmoil, right? This one was so weird though, LT, because when you have turbulence, chaos, everything that we just talked about, right? That tends to push gold and silver up, right? And that same chaos tends to put the normal stock, bonds, mutual funds down, right? So because the normal equity markets, like stock market, right? They thrive on consistency of future expectations, meaning I'm going to invest in this amazing company because they have good management. We think the economy is strong. And down the road, I want my nest egg to just grow and flourish for my retirement, right? So that means consistency of growth over time. Something weird. And normally when gold and silver go up, the dollar is coming down, right? It's just, you know, cratering if gold and silver are thriving. Well, the opposite happened after the assassination attempt. Not in gold and silver. Gold and silver went up, but so did the dollar, right? So this is a weird anomaly, because what does that tell us? It tells us that, yeah, this chaos, uncertainty, turbulence, people are looking for something that's stable. But after the assassination attempt, the prevailing thoughts now are, it's like, oh my goodness, look at these lawsuits are going away. Trump survived an assassination attempt. He's going to be a shoo-in to be the president, right? I mean, that's what people are saying.
Right, of course.
So with him being president, the economy should grow, right? So the dollar is strengthening based on the perception of what people think is going to happen. So these kind of market conditions tell me, it's like, all right, people think Trump's going to be the president. People think that there's a light at the end of the tunnel economically, because if he is not, They think that everything is going to fall apart and go into disarray and be completely economically dismantled.
Right. Right. So then that takes us to this particular here, this headline: Trump reveals key pillars of Trumponomics, low taxes, sky high tariffs, Powell not fired, Treasury Secretary DeMaun, and much more. So what's this all about?
So let's compare and contrast here. So under Bidenomics, you have rising taxes to pay for everything under the sun. Trumponomics, lowering taxes, right? So now Trump actually says that Jerome Powell is going to serve out his term as chair of the Federal Reserve, so he's not going to get rid of him. To me, that's kind of an interesting, peculiar move, but Trump knows what he's doing. It's like, what? And maybe he just knows that Powell actually kind of just does the bidding for whatever president is in charge, right? And there, he's not completely an independent thinker. I don't know. Or maybe he knows that Powell really is actually good at his job, but he's being forced under the current administration to do things that he doesn't necessarily want to do, right? So who knows? Right. Who knows why? But under Biden, corporate taxes are going through the roof. Under Trumponomic, corporate taxes could come down as low as 15%, which is a substantial decline, right? And so, but the biggest thing is the tariffs, right? And you know, so when you look at what sanctions and tariffs do, so we've seen a lot of sanctions on Russia, because of the Russia-Ukraine conflict, and Biden's putting sanctions on them and trying to starve out their population and really hurt them. Trump wants to take it one step further and actually do what the founding fathers envisioned income for America to look like. See, back in our, you know, inaugural years, right, our first years as a country, the founding fathers, we didn't have an income tax. Right, that didn't come around until way later.
World War II, I believe.
Yeah, like substantially later. So, so what did? How did we make money on tariffs on foreign goods coming into the country?
That's right.
See, so what Trump wants to do is eliminate personal income taxes, and people say, "Well, you can't eliminate personal income taxes. The country's going to starve. Yeah, right? We're not going to have any." It's like, oh. If we go back to what the founding fathers want, put tariffs on foreign goods coming in, why would that be especially beneficial now? Well, number one, I can name a whole host of reasons,
right.
But 70% of our consumption now is coming from imports. Okay, so you put tariffs on them, you tax them, and you make them more expensive. People are going to say, Kirk, that's going to really hurt America. It's like, no, what it'll do is force people to start really thinking and buying American rather than buying foreign goods. Well, what's that going to do? Jobs always follow manufacturing, right? So if people are buying American, we're going to be manufacturing more stuff. The jobs that we've exported overseas to China and Indonesia and Malaysia and everywhere else, they're going to start coming back home.
That's right.
Right. And so when people are working here, sales taxes are going to go up because more people are spending. Property taxes revenues will go up because people can afford bigger houses and more houses rather than just renting. Income tax revenues are going to be gone, of course, right? Because we're going to have tariffs coming in, but that should more than offset it, especially when you have the other government income streams of property taxes and sales taxes, which would be, I mean, you start to add this up. It's like, man, that is such a genius plan. Because it brings jobs back to America, and I love it, right? So then Jamie Dimon, who is the current chair of J.P. Morgan Chase, who's already announced his resignation, Trump maybe wants him to be the Treasury Secretary, right? Okay. So it's like, I don't know what to think about that one either, because Dimon is, you know, part of World Economic Forum and all these other things, right? But but the talking points that he's been talking about lately have been actually really smart, right? Saying, you know, I mean, he has been. It's like, I haven't disagreed with hardly anything he's said for probably half a year. It's like interest rate cycles, you know, that is going to destroy America because we're consumed by debt. He said that's going to add to delinquencies and defaults in the banking sector, which is going to cause more of a run on the banks. He's actually concerned about his own bank's derivatives debt exposure, J.P. Morgan Chase, largest bank in North America. So what he's talking about, it's like, yeah, I could see that be a good fit, right? So, so then, you know, what would add to U.S. revenues and by having tariffs on China, there's this war against China to begin with. It's an economic war right now, probably end up in a major political or geopolitical conflict, right? So, but the tariffs on foreign imports coming in actually play right into this battle that we're already having with China. See, Trump's thinking many, many, many chess moves ahead here. And I love that thinking, right? So, so this is the complete compare and contrast against Bidenomics and kind of where we're headed from here. So how does this impact things moving forward, right? So it impacts in a few different ways. Number one, as things continue to deteriorate, LT, gold and silver will go up. They just do. It's not just a function of supply and demand on silver. It's also a function of it's a barometer against political chaos, against right. unsustainability. And the more people distrust the government, the more gold and silver prices go up, right? Yeah, so right. so you look at that, and Citibank, big, massive mega bank, one of the top three in North America, they just came out with their projections for gold. And they think gold could hit somewhere between 24 and 2600 this year alone, and 3000 in 2025.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's really good growth. This is coming from Citibank. They're not known for their, you know, projections and their, you know, prowess on figuring out precious metals prices, because they normally don't like them. So when they don't like something and they're seeing that kind of growth, that's really amazing. Right. So it's probably going to go up much higher. But what are they seeing? They're seeing unsustainability. They're seeing this flight for quality as people start to move out of the banking system. They start to move out of more risky assets. And you think about that weird comment. In the past, they would say gold and silver is a risky asset and you shouldn't have your own stuff. But now the tide is turning. Because that it's caught up with us, and it's time to pay the piper.
Yeah, that leads to this. I guess this article here. I mean, Citibank, you have it for us to see. Central bank demanding pushing gold prices to 2600. Right. Well, what does that mean for you guys as you are prepping and getting ready for next year? Does this do something a little different in your world as far as precious metals and investing, or how do you use this to move forward for you, for Dr. Kirk Elliott and his team?
Yeah. So what I see in that is we allocate into silver right now.
Okay.
Because silver is, it's not just a financial metal like gold. You know, when you've got central banks buying gold by the hundreds of tons, thousands of tons, and China has over 30,000 tons already accumulated. Well, That is because you can't actually back up a currency with silver. It's not expensive enough, right? If you're going to back a currency, it's got to have this big, huge, massive value, like thousands of dollars an ounce. Now, silver is going to continue to grow, outperform gold, not because of its, capability as a financial metal, meaning a barometer to chaos and uncertainty and turbulence, but it's an industrial metal that's actually, the supply is diminishing rapidly, right? So even now, as we speak and we record this, the amount of silver being sold is much more than the amount being produced out of the mines. Well, doesn't take too long. If you're buying a bunch more than what's coming out of mining production, you've got to eliminate inventories at the COMEX depositories. That's happening.
Okay.
Right. So probably, and I don't know, but at the current trend that we're on, you should probably see silver diminish to run out within the next year. I mean, literally. So what is that going to mean? Does that mean nobody can get it? Like Sony and Samsung and Tesla and all these manufacturers and Lockheed Martin and Martin Marietta and Raytheon, you know, that they need it for missiles and torpedoes. No, they're still going to be able to get it. They're just willing to pay higher prices, much higher prices. Like, you can't actually be in a war economy and actually care about the prices of the silver in each torpedo and missile, right? You will pay anything because you don't want to lose the war. Now, let's say you're a TV manufacturer like Samsung. So you might have an ounce or 2 ounces of silver in each TV for solder points or whatever in their circuitry. Well, are you going to care if silver goes to $50, $80, $100, $200 an ounce? No, you're not going to care, because it's not like the whole 65-inch flat panel TV is 100% silver, right? Right. There's small amounts in it, and they just pass that on to the consumer. So here's where lower supply and running out always shake, higher prices will shake out that inventory that people who already own it to get it back into the system so the manufacturers can buy it. So if $40 an ounce silver doesn't cut it for the people that own it, well, okay, what if we offer $60? What if we offer $80? What if we offer $100? Right? It'll just keep going until they can get the inventory to finish their final product. So with all of that being said, silver has more stimulus spark points to cause it to grow than gold does.
Okay.
And it's outperforming. And I think, you know, and I'm not God, I don't control the markets, right? But I'm a student of history. So as you look at these things, silver is going to outperform gold because of the extra fundamentals that cause its growth.
Okay.
So now what? So we go into silver. Let's say it triples the rate of growth of gold over the next year. Well, we'll sell some of it. Mm. If we sold half of it and we locked in the silver that's tripled in the growth rate, well, I could get you three times then as many ounces of gold then as I could have purchased for you today. Mm. I call that a ratio trading strategy, right? You're just leveraging the higher growth silver to get you more ounces of gold down the road. Well, here's what's really exciting about that. So what changes that ratio? It's either the price of gold comes down while the price of silver goes up. Nah, I don't think the price of gold's coming down. I mean, look at that article that you just had on the screen. Jerome Powell thinks that gold is going to keep rising no matter what Powell says, right? So because you've got countries that are wanting it, you've got this insatiable demand as a flight for quality. You've got all these things that are happening with gold, but really it's the central bank buying that's causing it to move upward. The more that Jerome Powell hem-haws around about interest rates and the inflationary pressures and all of that kind of stuff, gold is going to continue to go up because it thrives on that political chaos and wartime economies and uncertainty, right? So if gold's going to continue to go up and that ratio between gold and silver comes down, what does that mean silver's doing? It's outperforming. It's doing better than gold, because I don't think gold's going to come down. I think gold continues to go up and silver will outpace it. So as we move forward, this is why we're actually allocated into silver.
So did a lot of folks out there, were they aware of this past week as we saw President Trump and the attempted assassination and all the chaos? Did you see an uptick in work for you and how things are playing out for your company, especially helping folks with precious metals?
So when people see like an assassination attempt, right? What is going to happen? We better go into something that's real. I don't know how this is going to affect the markets, but I've heard and I've known that during times of crisis, gold and silver tend to go up. Happened during 9/11, happened in 2009 through 2011. You know, it just happens during times of crisis because people want accountability. They want safety. So people have been calling in like crazy, wondering what's going on. But here's what's really weird about this. And I know you are a student of life and you look at things with different lenses on and you notice everything, LT. I mean, you just do. It's how you are. Mm-hmm. So in that shooting, every other shooting that you've ever seen throughout history, if it's in a crowd, people are diving, they're ducking, they're getting out of the way, they're getting out of Dodge. They want to save themselves, right? This, I didn't see that on this, right? And in fact, I saw more concern about people. I wonder if Trump is okay. Is he okay? Right? They were more concerned about the president that they love rather than themselves. I mean, I was just kind of big broad brush stroke of view on that, right? But this is what Trump brings to America, is this fight, right? We've got to fight for freedom, going to regain what the enemy has stolen from us. We're going to win. We're going to make America great. And he's that champion of that message. And people gravitate to that. And so they're not really concerned about themselves in that moment. They're concerned about him. Why? Because that's the personality that he brings. He's more concerned about us than he is about himself, right?
Right.
So this is kind of the interesting thing that I saw through all of that, is people were more concerned about him, right, than they were about themselves. And I think moving forward, this is a very, I think, unifying moment for people that didn't know, you know, that were right leaning. It's like, oh, who should we vote for? Should we, should we vote for RFK Jr.? Should we vote for Trump, or should we just vote in some other independent? What are we going to do? Right. I think this coalesced a lot of people, and you also look at what's happening, and God is obviously moving in the hearts and minds of people, right? Because look at all the law that's happening, the legal cases at the Supreme Court, and these lawsuits against Trump, they're being thrown out.
Correct.
It's like, what? So you've got the victory on the assassination attempt, victory on the lawsuit side. And I think darkness is starting to be exposed in a big way. And you and I have talked about this on previous shows, right? God's judgment starts in his own house first. And you've seen all these pastors, you know, hit the skids lately.
Right.
And now you're starting to see this in the political realms too. And it's like, this is exciting because I see God's hand in all of this.
Yeah. 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 I did mention that a lot of big names, big churches, especially in Texas, a lot of large mega churches are, one of them even is shutting down based off of some really terrible things that have been exposed lately. It's all happening this year. And it's amazing. And then I wanted to show this real quick. I don't know if you saw this 3D part where President Trump had the turned his head at that exact moment that the shot, first shot hit, second shot whizzes by, and then of course he drops down the third shot. I don't know if you saw that, but just how he turned at that moment, everyone continues to say, you know, how precise that was and perfect that he had turned and just had his ear grazed. And it just shows many would believe that we've been praying for his protection for so long that that he was protected at that moment by the hand of God in that split second. We firmly believe that, as a matter of fact.
Wow. I didn't see that, but a miracle. Literally, that's a miracle, because look what would have happened right there.
Yeah.
I mean, it lights out.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
So it's just a miracle.
Mm. Yeah. And the reaction to this, of course, you were mentioning, I just wanted to show you this chart that came up earlier. I don't have it now, but anyway, there was a chart showing that the markets were going to definitely be going up because of President Trump. And a lot of things that I noticed also is the young folks are starting to wake up. They're starting to realize that maybe their parents, who told them all these things that have been happening in our country, are actually coming true. And they're starting to pay attention. A lot of folks who are on the minority side, blacks, Latinos, and more, are starting to realize, wait a minute, they're watching. I saw some clips where the RNC debate or RNC headquarters or the whole gathering of the RNC, and I forgot the name of it. I'm losing my mind here. Anyway, all the speeches and what have you, a lot of Democrats are watching those and they're realizing, wait a minute, this is not the party that I was told about. There's diversity there. There's folks giving speeches who love our country. Everybody's smiling and loving on each other, and they've never felt anything like this, you know, before in their lives. And that's a huge wake up call. Here's that chart. The betting markets think Trump victory is almost undeniable at this point. Pretty much a done deal, investors say. And so, yeah, that's probably having a big impact on markets and how things are working. I even noticed the DJT on the market shot through the roof. And I've got a lot of DJT. And I tell you, it just went right after that shooting shot up quite a bit. And so, yeah, there seems to be a shift ever since that shooting. And man, I'm feeling, I don't know about you.
I'm feeling a shift. I'm feeling a shift in just about everything, right? It's almost like the blinders, the spiritual blinders, are being pulled off.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think even very slowly. I think it's like, all right, wow, we can kind of see. We can see the shenanigans that have been going on. We're seeing that we've been lied to for so long. And for whatever reason, it's not just people on the right starting to see it. It's people on the left starting to see it too. And now there's these war cries. It's like, well, we got to get rid of Biden. And why? Right. Well, if somebody is willing to do and Trump, or what are they going to do with Biden if they don't want him around either? I mean, this is a scary world that we're living in. because people resort to violence to do what they want done. It's like, man, we just have to pray for the safety of America, for the safety of the president, of both Biden and Trump, right? We have to pray for everybody in leadership. God tells us to, whether we like them or not. But you know what? I think that what we're seeing is just going to bring light into this dark world. And I think that light is going to spread to other countries that are also underneath the socialist, communist, ideological, anti-God blinders. And I think there's I hate to call it revival that's going to happen, but I think people are going to actually start to see through the enemy's lies and start to really experience truth.
That's right. And it's taken a lot of years to get here. I mean, even in El Salvador, that guy, when he took over, immediately arrested all of these folks that were evil on the streets. And then on top of that, he takes some of those that didn't commit very heinous crimes and he's putting them out and working in the community to make some money and helping them gain a job experience. And that place is thriving now. And we have never thought that. And the big thing for me on him is he talks about how the Lord is directing his steps, his relationship with Christ in his life. And so it just seems like all of those changes that we're seeing in other countries or things that are happening in America, especially on this channel, we're noticing a lot of emails in the past several years of people picking up their Bibles again, folks getting closer to our Heavenly Father, things that they would never done 6-7 years ago or even thinking about. And we're just seeing how we were calling for a great revival. Many were praying for it in the church buildings for decades. We need a revival. We need a revival. Well, they thought it was going to happen inside of a building on Sunday mornings. And I don't think that's the way it's playing out. I think the Lord's using the way he does. He's waking up the masses. And now it's the greatest opportunity to realize this is good versus evil. And evil's being exposed. And the evil one does not like it. And he's trying to stop it while he's getting... Well, it's all falling apart for him. And it just kind of reminds me again, taken back to the days in Egypt when Pharaoh was exposed and they were crying out. And he says, I hear the cries of my people. Moses was sent in. And then you had the Red Sea completely wipe them out. And so that's what we're hoping for in the future. But anyway, thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Elliott. You guys know you can go to amweknow.com/gold in the description box below. A lot going on. This chaos is created a huge shift, especially in gold. And now we're seeing and hearing from Dr. Elliott on silver and why it's important to get involved in that. Highly encourage you guys to reach out to him and definitely feel the change that we felt with our IRAs for sure.
Yeah. So just keep praying for the country. You know, people praying for their finances all the time, right? It's one of their biggest prayers. But God's got this. He's got it. He will give you wisdom, discernment, and the courage to do the right thing. And if you need us for anything, just give us a call.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much again. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Bye-bye.